few people asked about masterminds, and Bill Hibbler and I have written a book on how to put together your own mastermind. Do all of you know what a mastermind is? You know, in essence, this is a mastermind right here, this group of people, all supporting each other, going for their goals. And the group that we are in, that Pat's in, and Craig's in, that I'm in, Bill Hibbler is in, Narissa is in, meets every Thursday live. And it's a closed group now because we've got a waiting list of people who would like to be in it. But you can put your own masterminds together. Bill Hibbler and I have a book coming out called Meet and Grow Rich. And that'll be out in mid-August. So you might be looking for it at the beginning of August, the end of August. No doubt you will be hearing about it by email from us. And if you're on multiple lists, you'll be hearing about it from Craig and from Pat and from Narissa and from me and everybody else. But that's something that you might want to put together because it's very supportive on a number of levels. It's not just a social aspect, but there's real live energy going on. There's real live brainstorming going on, and it's working on a number of metaphysical levels. Are you leaving? We will be closing at 4, and I know some people have already left. Some people will be leaving. I'll do my best to stop right at 4 o'clock. There's just a couple things I wanted to go over with you. So one was the mastermind. I wanted you to realize the power of it. I wanted to encourage you to put one together yourself. It's not a big deal. It's a matter of putting out the word that I want to host a mastermind. We're going to meet live, so you can do it over the phone, but I like them better meeting them live because this is so much more powerful in person. That's kinetic energy that's working here and brings it to new levels. So you just put the word out that you want to put together a mastermind group and see who starts showing up. A lot of people won't come all the time. You'll know that they'll fall off the list, but you'll end up with a core group, and that will be your mastermind. But again, we're putting up a blog, and that'll be a type of mastermind, and I think we're putting up a Yahoo group of some sort, and I think, and you're doing something? The mastermind shouldn't have any more than 6 people in it. Some of them have 3, 4, 5, because the time constraint is, even though we don't all believe in time, if you take 20 minutes each to talk, and there's more than 6 people, you are there for hours. And so you do have to look at that aspect of it. We did have, our mastermind had 9 people in it at one point, and we were essentially there all day. And that is too much. Too much to be away from work, too much of a drain, nobody gets the respectful amount of time. You understand the whole thing. So I would say 5 people, 6 people, somewhere in there. You may start with 9, but they're not all going to show up. You know, you'll find out who's going to be responsible, who's part of the group, and all of that kind of stuff. But the book will go into that, Meet and Grow Rich, in late August. And then also, I've been pointed out to me that the concept of paying the price for getting whatever you want, doing whatever it takes to get whatever it is that you want, and not settling for less than whatever it is that you want are all good things to remind ourselves of. So if it is something that's really big and you really want it, and something lesser comes along, and you're tempted to take it, you really have to ask yourself, am I settling for less by taking it? Because it may be a little test that the divine or you yourself are giving yourself to see if, well, let's see if you'll take the Honda when he says he wants the BMW, you know, and find out what you really do. And so you want to honor your word. You want to honor your intentions, and you especially want to honor the divine. So if you are getting inspiration and it's coming through to go in a particular direction, honor it. Do whatever it takes. One of the things I so admire from Pat is that he just blasts forward. He just takes those initial steps that goes in that direction. If it works out, he takes a few more steps that go in that direction. And it's the same thing with following it towards any of the goals or dreams or intentions or inspiration that's coming your way. So it is an important little mantra is not to settle. Don't settle. Stay for what it is that you want. Suzanne wants something either this place or something like this place. So if she sees something that's much smaller and not quite as close, she doesn't want to settle for that. She wants to own whatever it is that's coming through saying, this is what I want. So don't settle. Before I go through this one little process that I want to do with you to wrap up, I want to make sure that, again, you're totally happy. Now, I've got a clue that you're probably pretty happy based on the ecstasy that I've been seeing on everybody's faces. But I want to make sure that is there anything unsaid, undone, left on the table, something I may have overlooked, I've not addressed. Oh, you have your hand up? Well, good. You keep your hand up.
Joe, I want to say something, and I don't want you to automatically dismiss what I'm saying. I had read recently that, I don't think it was something you wrote, I think someone else, but I had read that when you're with someone who vibrates at a higher level, that your level comes up to meet that person. And as you said, and I know I speak for everyone when I say this, you keep saying, you didn't even need me, I didn't need to be here. That's so not true. Because everyone in this room has been impacted by your vibrational level. And we have all been lifted up by that. So I want to acknowledge you for going out on a limb, doing something you had no plan, well, sort of no plan, mostly no plan, which had to be very uncomfortable for you, but you did it anyway. And this is the result, what's here. And what you see on everybody's faces, you contributed to that. And you should take ownership of that.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what to say. You could almost say, let's go home now after that. is there anything undone, unsaid, unstated, unfulfilled that I might have promised? Oh, Narissa.
You wanted me to mention what I mentioned at lunch earlier today. When Craig was talking and a couple comments about, yeah, but you guys already know how to write and writing is hard or whatever. It takes time to write. Be good writers and to do your email list and, you know, all that stuff. And I just wanted to remind everybody that you can also do video and you can also do audio. In fact, I talked to a couple people here about doing video and doing their product with audio. So you can also email those as well. You don't have to write it. You can speak it. And now I forgot what the other thing was.
The writing. You don't have to do writing. The emails, you can send out audio. You can do the video. There are other avenues. The other comment about the writing aspect is I'm a big disciple of Rudolf Flesch. The Flesch formula, he wrote books like The Art of Readable Writing, The Art of Plain Talk. These are books that came out in the 50s and 60s. Most of his books are still in print. And he really argued very convincingly that the only way to write is to write conversationally. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to get an A on your paper. You're just trying to say whatever it is that you would say in your words, in your own personality, in your own style. And that may be in sentences that somebody else will think are twisted or run on or too short or any number of ways that they would judge them. But when you come from, as Craig was talking about in his particular talk, you're coming from yourself, your authenticity. You're expressing your personality. And that's what people want to hear from. They want to hear from you. Your being. And so don't get hung up on writing and it has to be a particular way. The only way it has to be is the way that you express it. And so I wanted to suggest that you read Rudolf Flesch's books. The Art of Readable Writing is the one in particular. I think there's one where they combined all of his works together in a small paperback, and it may be called something like A Guide to Better Writing or Rudolf Flesch's Guide to Better Writing. Do you know of him? But I'm in the ballpark. You can find it pretty easily with that. I think the last name is F-L-E-S-C-H, Flesch. F-L-E-S-C-H, Rudolf, R-U-D-O-L-F is the first name. Man was a genius. I'm very much a disciple of him when it comes to expressing yourself easily, effortlessly, and expressing just your personality.